Hello, everybody. I'm gonna close out a few windows and pull some stuff. Give me just a moment, and then we'll get started.
Okay.
All right. Hello, everybody. I was hoping to see Darcy on. Is she on? Let's give her just a minute to join. There she is. All right. Hello, everybody. We are joined today by Owen, I believe. Hey, Owen, I see you now. Darcy, you ready to take some minutes for us? Okay, great. I know that Vivian is unable to join us today, and I think we've got a couple of folks on from the Galileo Consortia, Owen, who may be interested in hearing the work that you've done so far around the ticket that I sent you. Just a recap from everybody. Let me share real quick. So what we did last meeting, let me share that real quick. We went through our list of top vote getters, and we decided that our number one priority, which was the bulk edit of instances, is actually related to another item about building up out a framework for bulk edit forms. So we have established that build a framework for bulk edit forms as our number one priority. Our number two priority, we already discussed, was allowing a user to unshare or demote a shared instance to be a local instance. So that's our number two. And then we decided another one is misleadingly named, so we will mention it, but we're not going to include it as a priority. Our number three priority will be enhanced inventory record suppression for consortia. And then the final two, one we'll be talking about today, which is the ability to share publication patterns between tenants. And the final one is the ability to create centrally managed import profiles. And I have asked some of our internal staff to come up with some use cases for this one. But we'll take another look when we get done talking with Owen here. But unless something changes drastically today, that's going to be probably our top five. I will say that this, depending on how the conversation goes with Owen, we perhaps may not want to make this one a top five and may want to swap something else out. But let's see how the conversation goes first. So let me pull that one up and see if you all follow me. Did you follow along with me? Ability to share publication patterns between tenants. Yes. So based on what Dennis had said, Owen, it sounds like some work had been perhaps done on this, or perhaps some of this was no longer relevant. So I'm just going to turn it over to you and you can talk about what you would like to when it comes to this ticket or sharing of publication patterns in a consortial environment altogether. Do you want me to stop sharing? Do you want to share?
Sure.
Okay. Take it away.
Okay. Thanks, Lucy. Yeah, thanks for inviting me here today to talk about this. So the first thing I guess I want to say is that the ticket mentions like a precursor to being able to share publication patterns between tenants would be being able to share publication patterns between serials in the same tenant. And I want to say a little bit about that first because it gives some background as to where we are. Then I want to show you a development that is in Sunflower just for some information to inform discussions, and perhaps we can talk about how that development might help with the issue here for you guys. And I also want to ask some questions about the how you see serials working, I guess, slightly more generally, not just about publication patterns, in a consortium environment to understand that. So that's where I'm coming from. So let me start by saying something about the ability to share serial patterns generally, even within a non-consortial tenant between publication patterns. So this is a something that's come up several times. When we started work on publication patterns in the serials module, I guess 2 or 3 years ago, we looked at this issue of the reuse of serial patterns. So the same pattern being used on multiple serials. And in the data that we had access to, which was data from German libraries, from Duke University and from the Library of Congress, what we saw was actually, even in situations where there was explicit ability in a system in it that was not folio to reuse a serial publication pattern, that generally did not happen. And the reason that did not happen was that the serial patterns, the publication patterns would differ by small details, which would mean that using the same pattern wasn't appropriate. So it may be that that you can think, say, okay, I have a monthly publication pattern. It publishes one a month. That seems straightforward. I might want to reuse that multiple times. But when you then say, well, okay, in that publication pattern, there are it's published on, say, the 1st of the month, or it's published on the 15th of the month, versus so you may have differences in kind of which day it's published on. You may have differences in the way that each issue is labeled. So you get differences between, say, a one that has volumes and issues versus just issue numbers, no volume numbers, or different terminology for the same concept. So in English speaking world, we may have the issues labeled as volume and issue, but in, say, German speaking world, we might have them labeled as Baud and Nummer. And so we get these small variations, which led to, in the data that we looked at, actually a lack of reuse. So even though it was possible in some of these systems that people were transferring from to explicitly reuse the publication patterns, the actual amount of reuse was very small. So when we first started to look at this, we decided that we wouldn't, it wasn't a priority, it wouldn't be our priority to make it make the patterns reusable. So, and that's not to say we didn't think it was something we might want to do eventually, but it wasn't a priority. So that's kind of how we started. When we came to look at the downside of this and the feedback we got, I think unsurprisingly, with the first release was people were having to do a lot of work to create what were essentially very similar publication patterns, even if what we'd seen in the data was that there wasn't explicit reuse of exactly the same pattern. A lot of these patterns were very similar to each other. So it made sense for there to be some way of shortcutting the process of setting up a new pattern so that you didn't have to type in all the details every time. So that's the development that I think I want to show you today is that we in Sunflower and onwards, you can set up what we call templates, and they can be used to create new patterns without any additional typing, or if the pattern is just exactly the same as the template, or can be used as the basis for setting up the majority of a pattern in one click, and then modifying it with any small modifications that are needed. So I'll show you what that looks like in a system if I share my screen. Okay, so if I have this serial here, I've set up a serial record, it's linked to an order record, and I go to add a publication pattern. Those of you who are familiar with the publication, with setting up publication patterns in serials, will know you then have to fill out information here, and there's quite a lot of different aspects of this to fill out. Well, with the pattern templates, you can just choose from a set of preset templates that you can set up. So these can be modified per institution. They're not kind of delivered with the system. They're entirely up to you to decide what pattern templates you have. And the pattern templates are like, I think as they sound, they're reusable templates. So that once you've set these up once, you don't have to set them up again. And if I choose, for instance, the monthly template from the top here, then that fills in the rest of the pattern for me. And if my pattern looks like the standard monthly template that I've set up, I can just save and close that. I don't need to do any more work on that. So setting up a publication pattern template, a pattern template, is our what we think is probably the best first step towards, well, and maybe the only step that we need to take towards this idea of reusing patterns rather than having patterns that are reused across multiple things. So that is, if they have to be exactly the same, or if you make a change to one of them, you're changing all of them. This is the idea that when you set up a serial publication pattern, you can choose from a set of templates, and that will fill in the details. And if I were to if I were to be setting up another pattern, let's say a quarterly pattern here, and there's a slight difference between, let's say this is a German publication, so it uses this instead, then we can change just the template. So
Is
that
that
will
changing the
change.
actual template, or is that
Sorry,
modifying?
that's only modifying this pattern. So it's not making a change to the underlying template. Obviously, you could have a German temp a German pattern template if you wanted to have like differentiation, but and yeah, you get those into your issues. So yeah, so the idea is that you're using this, you're choosing a template at the top, a pattern template at the top here, and then you can make modifications to that. So if, for instance, I've picked a monthly here, but the chronology that I've got only includes the year, I could modify this to include the month and year, and I could modify this down here. So you could set up as many of these pattern templates as you want. And that could be if you wanted a very large number, but my view, if I was making recommendations, is that you probably don't want that to be huge, but rather think of these as the basis on which you might create the vast majority of your publication patterns. So in this system, for instance, I've set up a daily one, a weekly, bi-weekly, semi-monthly, bi-monthly, semi-annual, bi-annual, quarterly. And you can see like that's covering quite a wide range. There are more. And I think we've done some work with a German consortium where they've come up with around 24 different pattern templates that they will add to their systems. Yeah, that's I think you could go a bit higher than that, and this list would still be reasonable. Obviously it makes sense for this not to be at the level of the same number as you have serials, for example. You don't want one pattern template per pattern, that's would obviously not be effective. So the idea is that here you can use this the pattern template as the basis of your pattern, and then make any modifications. As you saw to start with, if there were no modifications to make, I could just leave it as it is. If there are some modifications to make, then I can make those changes. And so in this case, I added the month to the month to the pattern output. So yeah, so that's what we've done in the Sunflower release, is introduce those pattern templates. At the moment, adding pattern templates to the system is something that has to be done via the API. In Trillium, probably now, with the delays to Trillium, we are planning on adding a editing interface so that you can actually directly add pattern templates in this interface. So you'll have a list of pattern templates, and you can add and edit pattern templates as you need to. At the moment, they have to be uploaded via an API call. And we have in the serials working group, we've had some discussions about the best way of being able to collaborate on this. And that's resulted in on the right page of the a wiki page where we're
Oh, and how many patterns are we looking at that becoming in sunflower? And
Oh,
will they be the same for each subtenant?
so you there are no so there are no ones delivered as like in the system. You decide as a tenant or subtenant which ones you want adding, and the I'm just trying to find the page. And so this we've set up a space in the wiki where you can either contribute. There are lists of existing template sets available. So the GBV consortium in the in Germany have come up with an agreed set of templates that are available to use if you wanted to load those into your system. Or there are the English language equivalents because these ones use some German language labels. So these are the same, but with English language labels. And I've also added some general patterns that could be extended upon. And this page here is for people to either contribute or request patterns. Templates, pattern templates that we could share in this area. So once you have those, they can be loaded in. Once you know you have a set of pattern templates, so these ones, for instance, if you're those of you who are used to looking at JSON files, it's a JSON file, and that could be loaded into any system. So if you wanted to support a bi-monthly publication pattern in your system that could be loaded in that it's not into your tenant and so once you've got these they can be loaded into as whichever pattern templates you want can be loaded into whichever subtenants tenants or subtenants that you want and as I say with Trillium we'll also be adding a UI where you'll be able to see those in the system and, in fact, edit them and add them manually if you wanted to create even more by hand. And once, obviously, once it's been created once, then that could be shared with the community again. It's if people wanted to, or just, you know, something you're doing locally. But once you've got it, you could share that between you. It could be loaded on multiple tenants. Via the API. There's no kind of there as it stands, there wouldn't be any way of kind of automating that transfer or just pushing a button to share it with another tenant. Now, I
Yeah,
think
that's what I
that's
was just
where.
about to, that was what I was about to clarify, that everything you're showing right now is sort of single tenant specific. And if you wanted to do it across multiple tenants, you would need to load them multiple times.
Yeah. And I think that's where, so in terms of what you're looking for,
Well, and I don't know, Owen, let me just say, I don't know that we are looking for it, right? We wanted to have a discussion with you before we decided whether this was going to be a priority or not.
Well, so I guess that in terms of the ticket that as it's written at the moment, I think I would suggest you consider whether it's actually the patterns you want to share
Or the templates.
or the templates given this new functionality in Sunflower.
Yeah.
I will also say, I think there's a question of, so the other thing I wanted to say is that obviously I realize that different consortiums are going to do this in different ways, but it also seems to me that the purpose of a pattern, a serial record and its associated publication pattern is that it generates a list of expected pieces for a period of time. So, and to that extent, if you have the same serial, so we worked on this from a single tenant perspective, but if a single tenant had multiple locations, say for the same serial, you don't have multiple serial records for it. You have one serial record. You predict one set of pieces for, say, the next year, and then that is used to create receiving pieces in each of the locations where you are going to be receiving that. So if you have a journal that is, or a newspaper, say, that's taken in your main library and a sub-library or a law library, specialist library, then you can have one order, potentially, you'd have one order with multiple locations, one serial record that produces one set of predicted pieces, and then those predicted pieces can be used to create the multiple receiving pieces, one for each location. So the thing for a consortium, I guess, is whether it makes sense to be having shared serial records that you all just use, your predicting pieces once that, and then use them to create your receiving pieces in each tenant or subtenant or however you're doing the receiving in using the receiving app, because that creates into the receiving application. Like, it, if you're using central ordering, it's obviously different to if you're not using central ordering. So, but the thing that occurred to me, and I don't have a solution for you here, but is that I'm not sure that I can think of a good reason why for a serial, like let's say Nature, you need more than one serial record and more than one prediction pattern. Because if we, so if I generate predicted pieces for this for, let's say, 2026. Say it's volume 5. So once we have this set of monthly publications, then, and a predicted publication date, like the point, the idea at least would be that this is the same for everyone, right? So no, like Nature or whatever, it doesn't have a different publication date for one library over another. But then when you use that to create the the receiving pieces, you can say that there's, say, a delay between publication and receipt that could be different for each location, especially if you've got libraries in the consortia that are geographically spread, maybe across territories. But also, obviously, like in this case, there's only one location set, but you'd be able to choose the location. You'd be able to choose different behavior in terms of whether you create items or not, and other aspects of creating the receiving piece. So my instinct is that I'm not even sure it makes sense to multiply serial records across the consortium. Now, you might say, yes, but everybody wants to manage their own and they're happier if they've got their own. And that's obviously fine. You know, I mean, I'd understand that. But in terms of like saying we want to share different aspects of this, the other thing I would consider again is whether is it sharing the patterns, the pattern templates, or indeed the serials and the predicted piece sets, so that you could have a single central set of predicted piece sets in the central tenant that then was used to create receiving pieces in other tenants. And all of those make sense, some kind of sense to me. I think the certainly, but I would, yeah, I guess that I'm not sure what, from the consortia perspective, might be, you know, it may be that all of those models are desirable. It may be that some of them are more desirable than others. So in terms of thinking about priorities, I guess the question would be, is one of these models like going to be preferred overall? And if so, what does that model look like and how can we get there? And I should say that I come to this with minimal kind of experience of working like in an ECS environment. So, you know, I don't have immediate solutions off the top of my head for how this would work. If you say we'd like to do it this way, like to do it that way. We have made serials work somewhat with the ECS central ordering, non-central ordering model. I think there's more work to do there, to be honest, but so we have done some work in that area, but yeah, there would be more work and investigation to do if we were going to work out how exactly we'd deliver it. But I think that for me, those are the questions for exactly what's your ideal kind of implementation of serials generally into that consortium environment. And I see there are a couple of hands up.
There are, and I don't know who came first, so I'm just going to do it in the order I see on the screen, which will be Scott and then Hedda.
I haven't worked directly with the serials librarian, so speaking kind of third hand, but I think an ideal situation would be a lot of choice upon overwhelming them. And that would be if we have a lot of patterns available in the central tenant, they can find ones that they particularly like and download just those. I think if we had hundreds or dozens within the tenant, they'd probably get overwhelmed trying to figure out which one to use and start making their own. But they could look through and see, well, here's ones that are monthly, here's ones that are weekly, here's a couple I really need, I just download just the ones I want to use. That would probably be the best of all world situation.
So I guess the question for me there would be, are we talking about maybe having like just having the central, like those having the serial templates, the publication pattern templates set up in the central tenant, and then them just being accessible to everybody in any of the subtenants, or whether the subtenants would then pick those as ones they wanted to expose in or copy into their subtenant? I guess that would be.
I think probably copying them into the subtenant so they could check the list of what's out there, know what's there, find the ones they think would work best for them, and select just those. I can easily see it happening going the other way. We give them everything as an upload in the API, and they're just overwhelmed trying to find which one to use and decide just to make their own. This kind of also chicken and egg situation with the serials module, since it's fairly new. Not everyone's using it, but they start using it. They start seeing utility, start building up after that. But I think a kind of like ability to see what's there, choose it, and either expose or import just the ones they'd like would probably work best.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done.
I just want to mention that we have some kind of predicted piece sets that are shared right now, and I can't recommend it because it's we really have to moderate it. It's not the best solution for our consortium.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like, so I'm a the template seems to make them sharing templates seems to make sense to me. The ability for somebody to find a template and download it to their tenant makes sense. However, when I asked our Galileo libraries about to weigh in on this, the response that I got from our major libraries was that they are just not doing patterns any longer. So we had one person on here from KSU who's since left. We've got somebody else here from Georgia Southern. Mina, I hate to put you on the spot, but can you speak to this at all?
I'm sorry, I'm looking at data and just kind of halfway listening.
Publication patterns. Is Georgia Southern even using publication patterns for serials?
I don't know. I could message and ask. The person to ask here would be Rebecca Honeycutt, and she will probably consult with Greg Vaughn and then see, and get back with you.
So, I mean, I guess from a Galileo perspective, you know, given that we have, you know, at best, only some libraries who are using patterns, we could, you know, I don't want to speak on behalf of other consortia who may have a more of a need for it than we do, I guess. For us, I feel like being able to load the templates, and honestly, even if we had to do that, you know, just for a handful of institutions that are using publication patterns, we could just load it for them. Ideally, I think we'd have them in a central place and have them be able to select the pattern that makes
Greg
sense.
Greg Vaughn is here.
Oh, Greg, I'm sorry. Yes,
yeah,
go ahead.
To interrupt. Just that is who will actually know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I didn't recognize the name and I didn't see the institution. But go ahead, Greg, if you want to speak to this, go ahead.
Yeah, Georgia Southern is not using publication patterns anymore, essentially because we no longer have any print journal subscriptions to check in. So that was one of the reasons that we no longer do this.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, I mean, obviously, if for those institutions who either don't have print serials or not enough for there to be any significant investment, then the serials module is not a useful piece of functionality. I mean, that's...
So I'm happy to have us have this. It got a lot of, I mean, it was one of our highest ranked priorities. So obviously this is publication patterns and the ability to, or templates and the ability to share them is of interest to at least some consortia. I just don't, it's not going to be a high priority for Galileo, I think. But from what you just explained, Owen, I think it's, you know, templates would be the solution for us. And make sense as a solution. So I think the question then would be, do we want to recommend this as a priority? The new functionality that's not there in Sunflower would be what exactly that we would be prioritizing?
I can't say what that should be, but based on what Scott said, I guess that in my mind, there is a potential here for a ticket that says, given a set of patterns loaded to the central tenant, pattern templates loaded to the central tenant, that it should be possible for subtenants to be able to copy those down to the subtenant or expose them in the subtenant. Like decide which ones are accessible in the subtenant somehow. That sounded like what Scott was describing. I could
well,
also
and Hedda
see...
said that the copying is what she would recommend rather than the exposing, right?
No, I think Hedda was talking about shared predicted piece sets, which was
okay, yep,
the
I
other,
you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think. Yeah, I see the sense of either of those approaches. I mean, the copying one, the idea of being able to copy from tenant to tenant is kind of quite a nice one because it points at potential utility even outside a consortium situation. Mm-hmm. Because obviously if I write a complicated publication pattern and that for a particular serial that lots of people have, being able to share that easily is a nice idea. Even if other libraries, even with other libraries that have nothing particular to do with me except that they take the same serial. That said, from a consortium point of view, it could work either way. Obviously, if it's copying, once that copy is made, then
It's
you've
your
got the
responsibility.
advantage. Yeah, exactly. So it a little bit depends on which model would be the sensible one to take there. It depends on how far your consortium has centralized some of that work, whether it's a central team who are just responsible for that versus having a decentralized approach where it's nice to have a shortcut, it's nice to have the support of the central team to get going, but then you're on, once you've got the copy, then it's yours and you have to maintain it or tweak it as you see fit, or I mean, whatever.
Scott's saying copying will probably be the better option, and that
Yeah.
would be my sense too. Although again, we probably are not going to be doing even that for
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So I think
okay.
that if I was making a recommendation, like the debate about whether it reaches your top five priorities, obviously nothing to do with me. What
Yeah.
I'd recommend is that the thing that is discussed in those terms is the idea of being able to copy band templates between
Okay.
rather than the existing one that says copy patterns.
So how would be so for you and for Dennis then, I guess, how would we how so we have this Jira ticket that has been upvoted that is not exactly what we would want to have as a priority again if we decide that this is it's not written as in the way that we just discussed, right? So the way the Jira ticket is written is out of date. So how do we practically, how do we go about transforming that? Do we transform that? Do we update that one? Do we write a new one if we decide that we want this to be in our top five? How does that work?
don't know. I think either is okay. I mean, I think I'd probably say it's better to have a separate Jira ticket, because the original Jira ticket, okay, so we made a very specific decision not to pursue the idea of having kind of reusable patterns when we developed the module. But I don't want to be so arrogant as to say, that I'm so convinced that was the right option that nobody should ever be able to request for us to change our direction on that. So that request is still valid. But I would try to, as I am here, try to persuade people to consider, is that really what will deliver the value for you over the template solution that we've now developed? And so I would suggest a new Jira ticket that describes, the approach probably that we've discussed today, that Scott has advocated for in terms of the way that it exactly works, of having the ability to copy publication pattern templates between central tenant and subtenants, or between subtenant to subtenant. I don't know, again, what people might feel would deliver them the best value, but that there's a new ticket written to that effect,
Okay.
and that you can then consult people on whether, they are convinced by that as an alternative approach, and whether it gets the upvotes of the, that the original one did. I mean, I guess that given the people here today, it sounds like it's a little surprising that that hit your top five, but maybe there's some representation that's on that ticket vote which is not at the meeting today, I guess.
Yeah. So the ticket vote, just let me see if I can see who it was that upvoted it real quick. So it was the publication patterns between tenants, and the upvotes came from, let's see, Wahedda, Peter, myself, for some reason, but I guess I can remove my vote. Elena O'Malley, Heiko, Stephanie Spratt.
Yes, let me explain why I voted for this ticket. I think it was some time ago when we did not have the opportunity to share these publication patterns. This was quite a new development, and this was something that we had in mind at GBV, not only for consortia, but also for the single tenants. And so I think that my vote came from that perspective. And now the solution is a fine one. I think we have decided together on doing this development with Owen and his team. And so I would not need to hold my vote up for this ticket, and a new ticket would be okay for me.
Would you still vote? So if we create a new ticket, which is basically the ability to share templates from a central tenant to be copied down to a local tenant, would that still be a vote for you to that it should be in our priority list, Peter?
Yes, I think probably it would, yes.
Okay. I just saw a note come through, but I didn't see what it was. Let me click over to the chat. You had the same reason like Peter, and we'll delete my vote. Okay. Well, I think this gives us a good sense. I mean, let's take the last 15 minutes of the call here and look at what else is in our priority list and see if there's something else that after this conversation we feel should be a higher priority. But I think, Owen, you can... I think we would not have the sharing of patterns in the way that is written in the JIRA ticket that got upvoted. That is not what we would be voting up. So, you know, it's if there is something, it'll be a new ticket that comes in. Okay. And you're welcome to stay for the rest of our conversation if you'd like. But I think you can also leave if you'd like to.
I'll stay just to hear and just to say, perfect. If you do go ahead with writing that feature, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to help get that feature into a good shape.
Okay. So let me share back to you here. So, let me go back over. So we are, here's our list of upvoted priorities. The bulk edit folio instances, again, this is not actually number one. It's actually this build a framework for generating bulk edit forms is what we're going to do, because that is a precursor for any kind of bulk edit. So build a framework, this one will be our number one. Allowing a user to unshare or demote an instance, that is in our priority list. Enhanced inventory record suppression for consortia is also in our list. And then we get down to this one, the ability to request across all tenants at once is, we're not gonna, it's confusingly written and we're not gonna do that. The ability to share publication patterns we just talked about, the ability to create centrally managed import profiles will be either our four or five. And if anybody has any use cases they wanna add, go ahead. I've asked Sean Boyle on the Galileo side to add some use cases because he runs up against this all the time. So I think the question would be whether any of these slightly lower ranked ones would be more important to us than what we just discussed, the ability to share publication templates between tenants. So the options would be, the possible ones that could replace that would be cooperative collection development notifications for last copy. And long-term solution for create updates of authority. Let me look at this one, hold on. Long-term solution for creates updates of authority records entire data set. Which I can't tell what the status is on this right now. Give me a second. It is. Just open. Does
Yeah, this
anybody?
looks to me like the migration of authority records.
Okay. I mean, last copy is an issue for us at Galileo. We, you know, ended up writing our own workaround for it in our current Alma environment. Does anybody want to weigh in on whether that should possibly be a higher priority than this ability to share publication patterns, sorry, publication templates across tenants?
So I have 2 cents on cooperative collection development, if I may. And I only know enough to be dangerous here, but I might have written this feature.
Do you want me to pull it
No,
up?
It's assigned to Harry. Yeah, because I had a conversation about this last copy and with, yeah, it was me who wrote this, with Tim Auger, who is the PO for OpenRS. And some folks from Mobius, I think, a time ago, and maybe even some folks from Galileo, like this was months ago, talking about last copy and the appropriate level for this functionality to exist, whether like Folio is really the most appropriate place for last copy. And I think in that scenario, because there were libraries that were, you know, there's a union catalog that included libraries that were not managed or not part of the managed system, that having last copy or subscription cancellation notifications just for the managed libraries maybe wasn't as attractive as the higher level of like the union catalog for the entire consortium, managed ILS libraries and standalone libraries. So that's the one interesting thing I think about this feature, is that it's really about having that notification happen in Folio, which depending on your consortia doesn't necessarily capture all libraries.
That's true.
That makes sense.
And so I recall that there was a conversation about this in relation to,
right?
You know, OpenRS and the union catalog. I don't recall the outcome of that. I would say that you know, the notification probably does need to happen in Folio. Just because the notification, I would say, needs to happen at the point that you are removing this item from your collection. So it would be probably ideal to have a solution that, you know, as you're about to delete something from Folio, that goes out and checks a union catalog, even if that union catalog is outside of Folio, and then tells you,
right,
well, hold on, you're deleting it. It was already the last copy here, and now you're deleting it from your union, from making it unavailable for your other members who are not Folio members as well. I just don't know how that would practically work. And it feels like a appropriate, the way it works right now, at least, is it is for us in Galileo, is that it will notify you if it's the last copy within our Alma libraries, right? So it is doing now what it's asking for here. Wilmeen, I saw your hand up. Do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is really, really, really central to what a consortia is that last copy identification. And your use cases, it's that second one. So when a library's copy is the only one left, for them to know and get an alert when they're withdrawing it, so that they can be reminded, put this on needs and offers. Like, it's, this was like, so Lucy and I had worked, like, so Lucy has supervised me at FLVC, but some removed, so through a structure. And at FLVC, we did two RFPs for ILSs due to Sierra migration did not occur. But the last copy identification is in both of those. It also was in the RFP for Georgia, and it is really, really central to doing shared collection development statewide, because it's going to hit your very rarest items and your like unique to your state and local items.
And I can second that motion. For us, most benefit would be to know when the last copy is available in the entire consortium, as opposed to just the photo cluster we directly manage.
And it is probably small percent of withdrawals. Like if somebody, we cannot put needs and offers for everything we withdraw. Like we'll do withdrawal projects where it's 65,000 items and things like that. Like we'll just have something where we're like, okay, we're going to get rid of a microfilm collection where they have vinegar syndrome or something. But having that alert pop up, it's for a small percentage of items, and it increases the chance that the rarest materials will not be discarded.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I can say a couple things about that. One of the other four vote features on the list, if that
right.
helps.
Let me,
And then
yeah,
you
let
could
me, let
you
me.
all can decide which one's going to
Yep.
go up.
So the other one, this build a framework, even though it only has four votes, is actually our number one. So we can ignore
Yeah,
that
we
one.
talked about that one.
Do you want me to pull this one up?
It's 4756.
4756. That's actually only a three vote, but I'll put it up.
It's only a three. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this isn't
well, if you
necessary.
If it's your pet one, Dennis, and you want to advocate for us
oh,
to move it
no,
up, now is your chance.
Yeah. No, by no means. I think I do think it would be interesting to talk more about this, but this feature relates to the consortium manager and like certain types of settings that can be managed through consortium manager. Given that a lot of this group, you know, is kind of involved in administering a consortium, I think it would be interesting to look more closely at the consortium manager and what settings can be managed there centrally. But yeah, this is a three, so maybe we don't need to really pay attention to this.
Yeah, and this is not our forever prioritization, right? So this might in fact be something that we discuss at length, and you know, 3 months or 6 months from now is more of a priority for us.
Especially as folks get more experience working with or working in the Consortium Manager app in Folio, I think it would be interesting to have more specific conversations about what the gaps are there.
So given that we have 5 minutes left in this meeting and I'm supposed to report out to the product council on Thursday as to what our top five priorities are, we've got four. I think the question for this group right now is, do we want to continue on with a modification of the serial patterns priority to be sharing of serials templates? Do we want that to be a priority, which I am happy to put forward as a priority, even though it is not a priority for Galileo? Or would we prefer to substitute that with this, which is, you know, would probably require some additional discussion around, you know, how was that actually going to work in a scenario where union catalogs are sometimes, often, perhaps outside of the Folio environment, that would probably be a higher priority for the Galileo consortia at least. Let's take a quick vote. Stop sharing and come back here. So let's say all those who would be in favor of revising the serials priority to be our fifth priority, go ahead and say yes or something now. So Darcy says yes. Nobody else does. All those who would be in favor of substituting that one with a last copy notification priority.
Yes.
Yes. Wilhelmina, your hand's up. Is that a yes vote, or do you actually want to say something?
That's a yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, so it sounds like, sorry, Darcy. Sounds like sounds like we're going to substitute that one. And again, this is not, there's no, you know, sort of like, there's no commitment here that any of these things will actually happen, but, and they're not forever. We can revisit these priorities as we get, you know, further into, you know, further into discussion on certain items. But for now, for this week, I'm going to substitute that one with this one. And Dennis, I think you added a note in there about the need to check a consortial union catalog, right?
Yeah, it seemed like prudent to make sure that was mentioned here.
Okay. So maybe I'll add a note there around, you know, I at a minimum, we would like this to pop up for folio members, but, you know, ideally it would be also able to check external union catalogs. All right, we're at time. Thank you, everybody. Keep your wishes and prayers and hopes for us as here at Galileo as we move towards a go live decision on Friday of this week. And I will be back. We'll see you all in 2 weeks. Thank you all.
Lucy, yes, just Darcy. For the minutes. So the number four priority is going to be the one that we didn't actually talk about today, right?
No, we talked about that last week, and we said we were going to get some additional use cases, which I've asked Sean to get in. Anybody else is also welcome to add use cases. And that was for the, I'm sorry, let me pull that up real quick, just so we're on the same page about that. So it was share. It is, let's see if I can get back over there. Not this one.
4798, I'm guessing.
It is. Oh, yeah, maybe. Okay, I have too many things that are open here. Let me see if it'll let me get back. Hold on, let me stop sharing. Go find the actual one. It was. Oh, good Lord. About the consortia SIG. Let's push prioritize our work. It was the ability to create 4778. Sorry, 4485. The ability to create centrally managed import profiles. So let me just real quickly share that one so that everybody can see it. It's this one here. Ability to create centrally managed import profiles. And we've got one use case here already that may get fleshed out a little bit, but if anybody else has anything they'd like to add there, please do.
So that's going to be our number four.
That'll be our number four. And then the shared, the last copy one that we just discussed will be our number five.
Okay.
Got it?
That's fine. I mean, in the notes from last meeting was there was 4798 ability to create centrally managed import profiles. Is that just...
It's the, I'm sorry, it is this one. It is 4798. Why did I just say it was?
Just misread it. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. I was reading the UX prod, the 4485. Yes, it's 4798, right? I'm always confused by these numbers. It's this one, what you see on the screen.
And then the last copy notification, I'll go look it up. I need to figure out what number that was.
Yeah, it's so. This one. It is 4825.
Okay. 4825. Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks all.